So it's going to show up here. It'll say you have somebody waiting in the waiting room. Okay. And then you're just going to click on it and say that they can enter.
All right.
And that'll just put them right there.
You're in charge.
Maybe I'll mute it and put the video off until.
Oh, yeah. You can mute it. Yeah. Sorry.
Answer the question of where Sandy's going.
Hi, folks.
Night. Bye, y'all. Have a good night.
Hey, where are you?
Nope. As of I talked to him like 3 o'clock, there was nothing. No word yet.
Okay.
So let you know.
Lizzie, you with us?
Yes.
Here we go. Liz, would you just kind of confirm you're on with us?
I am.
All right. All right, then I'm going to call to order the special town meeting of April 18th, 2023. And I'm going to start off by reading the call for special town meeting into the record. The legal voters of the town of Bolton are hereby warned and notified to meet in a special town meeting at the town hall, 222 Bolton Center Road, Bolton, Connecticut, on Tuesday, April 18, 2023 at 6:30 p.m. for the following purposes. One, to consider and act upon a resolution to appropriate $100,000 from fiscal year 2022 surplus to capital reserve fund for grant matches. Two, to consider and act upon the Board of Finance transfer of $60,000 from administration Professional Tech Services line to separation fund. And that was dated at Bolton the 6th day of April, 2023, signed by the Board of Selectmen. And we have a return of notice signed by James Rupert, Town Administrator, and certified by Cynthia Simolinski, Town Clerk, certifying that on April 6th, James Rupert left a duplicate of the notice and attached warning of the special town meeting with the Town Clerk. He further certifies he caused a copy of said warning and notice to be published in the JI. He further certified that he set upon the signpost within the limits of said town a written copy of said warning and notice signed by the Board of Selectmen. He's further certified that all these acts were done by him at least 5 days before the holding of said meeting on April 18th, 2023. And that's dated April 10th of 2023. And again, signed by Town Administrator James M. Rupert. All right, is there a motion before the town hearing?
I make a motion on the first item on the agenda.
All right, first item is the appropriation $100,000 from fiscal year 2022 surplus to capital reserve fund for grant matches. That was by Ms. Sawyer. Is there a second? All right, we have a second. Is there any discussion on that motion? Any discussion? Hearing none. Oh, there is discussion.
I just wanted to speak.
Please.
Can I speak in favor?
You can.
Okay.
May I ask you to stand up here just so the recording picks you up?
Amanda Gordon, 23 Gulf Road. So I have been part of the communication about this move of $100,000 from surplus from FY22 over to the capital fund for the purposes of using it for grant matches. I've been listening to the Board of Selectmen talk about it, as well as being a member of the Board of Finance and discussing it. And the reason I am in favor of making this move is because that we have a lot of big projects in the town of Bolton that we have to work on in the next couple of years. HVAC systems, roofs for schools, fire departments, a new town hall, and we are not going to be able to afford those projects on our own. We're going to need investment from state and federal resources, and they're going to want to know that Bolton has skin in the game. Nothing is free anymore, and this $100,000 will allow us to have skin in the game. I think of it like it's making an investment. When I invest my money, I expect a return on investment. And I think that when we invest this money, we're expecting a return on investment that's 2, 3, 4, 5 times the amount that we're putting into it, because usually matches only 50% or less. And so I think for those reasons that we should make the move the $100,000 over to the capital investment fund.
Thank you, Ms. Gordon. Is there any further discussion?
Yep. Ross Lally, Chair of Board of Finance, also speaking in favor of this. And again, for all the reasons that my fellow board member just said, so I'm not going to repeat them, but we all voted unanimously in support of this. We think it's a good investment in the future of the town. And it also just helps everybody to be more transparent and know that this money is set aside for this purpose and is really an investment in our future. So again, thank you for the time.
Thank you, Mr. Lally. Mr. Teller.
Mr. Moderator, Adam Teller, member of the Board of Selectmen. I'll also speak in favor of this resolution. Just briefly to point out that, number one, by putting this in the capital reserve fund, it can be carried over from year to year when it's not used. Number two, we have to put a certain amount of money in capital reserve from every year's budget, no matter what. So this is going to take the place of some of that money. It's not necessarily going to increase the budget.
Ms. Sawyer.
Thank you. For those that don't know, there was an infusion of over $100,000 a year ago that came into the town from the state. And it was a piece of money that came unfettered. It had no strings attached. It was a grant from the state. And so this makes an excellent use, if you think of those types of dollars, to be put into a new line item as we look forward. As the description was, I think, a very good one by Ms. Gordon. So I think it's a good spot for this particular money. It's a good idea to create a line item for matching grants. So when we do have surplus dollars, that we have a way to put that money aside, and the mandatory nature of the Capital Reserve Fund by the charter, I believe, answers a lot of the questions as to why it should be there, and the rollover, as Mr. Teller said, is a perfect description.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll take a vote. All in favor of the motion as proposed, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Does anyone oppose that motion? And by unanimous consent, the motion carries. The second item, to consider and act upon the Board of Finance transfer of $60,000 for administrative professional technical services to separation fund. Is there a motion in that regard?
So moved.
By Mr. Lally, seconded by Ms. Sawyer. Is there any discussion on that motion? Fair enough. Hearing none. All in favor of that motion also passing, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Is anyone opposed to that motion? Hearing none, the motion passes unanimously. At this point, there being no further business before the special town meeting, we will call up Mr. There's a motion to adjourn. Do we have a second? All in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.